Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are in Philippians chapter 2, beginning a new study that will be going from verses 5 through 11 of chapter 2 of Philippians that we've entitled, Be Like Christ Jesus. Of course, in the first four verses of Philippians 2, Paul has talked about the idea of the importance of their having the right attitudes, the others before self kind of attitudes that has been sorely missing in Philippi. And so now he's going to give a second example of that others before self mindset that they should have. The first, of course, in chapter 1 was Paul himself. And now he's going to get into the second example, and that's Jesus. Today we're going to be looking at verses 5 and 6 of Philippians chapter 2, and this is what it says. It says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
Yeah, so he's going to start emphasizing this attitude that we should have, that Christ also imitated. You know, in these past few verses, in verses 2 and 3, he tells us to be of the same mind, to be intent on one purpose, and then in verse 3, to have humility of mind. All that is that same word for mindset or attitude, and here it's used again in verse 5, where how we complete his joy and how we have this humble attitude is that we reflect the same kind of attitude that Christ had whenever he was on the earth as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the idea of having the mind which is yours in Christ Jesus is the way the ESV puts it. I think NASB has something like which was also in Christ Jesus.
Yeah,
which is probably a more accurate way to put it in the context. We want to be like Jesus and have that. So what kind of mind did Jesus have? Well, like you said, it goes back to all these things that he's talked about, but he's going to specifically spell that out. It'll take us all of the verses of this section to get through this example, but we're just going to talk about the first part of this, is that he was in the form of God, but didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped. We're going to get into, in just a few minutes here now, some pretty deep theological ideas here. But the fact that he was in the form of God, that he was equal with God. If you would flip over to, we're going to jump out of Philippians. We don't do that very much, but we're going to for this. Jump over to Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 16. Colossians 1, 15 through 16, and read Colossians 1, 15 through 16 for us.
Yeah, it says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him.
All right, now turn back to John chapter 1, and while you're doing that, I'm going to read Hebrews 1 and verse 3. Colossians 1, 15, 16 starts off with he, but he's talking about in that context Jesus. Same thing with Hebrews 1. It's starting off with he, but the he here is Jesus. He, Jesus, is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. And then starting in John chapter 1, take off reading in verse 1 of John 1, and I'll stop you here in a little bit.
Okay. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from...
Stop right there. Okay. All of those passages, Colossians 1, John 1, Hebrews 1, all point to the same thing, that Jesus is God the Son. Now, yeah. We've talked about this before. Can't explain all this. But Jesus is 100% God. The Father is 100% God. The Spirit is 100% God. No illustration that I've ever heard, ice, water, steam,
eggs,
nothing. Yeah. None of that makes any sense when compared to God. But just understand that the point he's making here from Philippians 2 is from those three passages that Jesus was definitely God, equal with yeah. God the Father. It's not like we sometimes think of, you know, God the Father as the general, God the Son as the captain, God the Spirit as the sergeant. There's equality in the Godhead and oneness in the Godhead. Jesus, while he
different
was on
roles,
earth,
but not equal value.
Yes, Jesus, while on earth, took a lesser role, but that was really what the point of all this is here.
Yeah, so he existed. I think it's important going back to his point in saying all this. He existed in the form of God, but he still had this humble attitude, which is kind of to say, to put it back in its context here. If there was ever someone who existed on earth that had the right,
or anywhere else,
yeah, if he had the right to consider himself more important than somebody else, it would have been Jesus. Mm-hmm. If there was ever anybody that would have been justified in having this attitude of, you know, I'm more important than you, or my time is more important than yours, or I just, you know, what I've got going on is bigger than what you can understand. That would have been Jesus. Mm-hmm. But that's very opposite of everything we read about him. In fact, one of the things I think that made Jesus' ministry so special and why he developed such a following is because it didn't matter if you were rich or poor or healthy or sick or who you were, if you were around Jesus and had a sincere heart, he made time for you. If you were around him, you were important, and that was all that mattered. So it's very opposite of what the status itself would entail.
Yeah, and as you said, if anyone should have had that right to, it would have been Jesus. But he said even though he was equal with God, he didn't count that equality as a thing to be grasped. And the Greek there suggests hanging on for dear life, or holding on to something to gain an advantage. I think most of us don't mind helping people as long as it didn't cost me my time or my money or my position or my yeah. status or whatever.
I'll help you as long as it's convenient.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't inconvenience me, then I'm fine. But Jesus gave up literally everything just to come to this earth. And we haven't even gotten to the point of what he did while he was on this earth. But it was all about putting others before self. And that's why Jesus, of course, is the ultimate example of that. And he will continue to point that out as we continue through this text. But for now, we are glad you joined us today. We hope that you will be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study of Philippians chapter 2. We hope you'll like, share, subscribe, comment, rate, all of the things that you do on wherever you get podcasts, on social media, that you'll tell others about Scripture Spotlight. But most of all, we hope that you will dedicate 5 to 10 minutes every day with us, whether you're mowing the yard, getting ready for work, driving to school, or relaxing at the end of the day, or anywhere in between, that you'll spend 5 to 10 minutes with us as we dig into God's Word and see His message for our lives on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.